There is more to what we see and hear than what we see and hear. Those apt words from a poem entitled 44th Anniversary introduce the poet F. Richard Thomas and this program of his work on the poet's weave. I am Jenny Kander. F. Richard Thomas was born in Evansville, Indiana. He attended the universities of Purdue, Minnesota, and Indiana, won numerous awards, including the Mark Twain Award for Distinguished Contributions to Midwestern Literature. He lives in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Late night on the interstate. I'm 3 days on the road, cruising 80 miles per hour alone, tires moaning, headlights carving a tunnel through the dark. 2 hours from home, when the belly of a golden moon rises behind black mountains. White lines come loose from the pavement. The shoulder seems to fall away, and the car begins to accelerate. My hands clamp to the wheel, just as they did when I leaned over the rail of a bell tower, suddenly afraid the moon's gravity would lift me over the edge. Keeping Time. Letter to David Glaser, April 2004, on the 25th anniversary of the premiere of his piano concerto, for an audience of 4 in his studio at McDowell Colony. I'm sorry, David, I don't remember the melody, much less the intricacies of the tune. But there was ripe brie and purple grapes appassionata in a crystal bowl. Red wren house glissando in the wind outside. Fingernail pizzicato on a wine glass. Pines humming a low tremolo. And a month and 1,000 miles away, Sherry and the kids laughing together, doing a scherzo in my head. After the coda, when you dropped your hands to your lap, the metronome continued far beyond the notes, just as it does today after 25 years, though more distantly, sordino and morendo, as the house is now when I step animato through the front door, and no one is home. Appassionado, an album by Stan Getz. I study the irregular purple flowers mottling the veins on the back of my hands. That's what I get for listening to Getz. Waltz through a garden and come out the gate with liver spots, crooked fingers and swollen joints, hard as rose hips. As young lovers leaning over the rail of Pont Neuf, lost in the wash and purl of the Seine, running who knows where, we had no idea how far the night could fall, nor how time would score our palms with lines deep as wind. Showering. What if you could peel like an onion the skin of a drop of water, discover the layer beneath and peel again, down to atom, proton, quark, boson, even Higgs, stripping back all the way perhaps to strings connecting smallest matter, antimatter, to your chest, shoulders, eyes closed against the water's fall, your mind diving, surfacing. A whale into moonlight taking the shine upon its back, then going under again and again, singing through the dark. Winter of the Crow. It is Saturday morning, maybe Sunday. No one is here, not in the bed, the room, the house. Not even in my body that withers at the shoulders and pelvis like a crow in snow. If I get out of bed, I will fall to bones and feathers on the cold floor. This is what I know. You've been listening to poems by F. Richard Thomas on The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander.